Hi, it's Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. The title of this interview is called Show Me the Money, How to Create and Integrate the Kind of USPs Clients Are Dying to Get, and the Four Ways to Use Them. What is lean marketing? No one walks through the door at Walmart or FedEx and wonders why they're there. That's the beauty of a USP. It's all right there, on the table, spelled out. Salespeople know what they're selling, and they're excited to do it. Customers are clear on what they're getting and are more responsive to sales presentations. The company is no longer trying to compete on price or trying to be all things to all people. It's called lean marketing, and it's how small businesses stand apart and grow in this economy. In this audio interview, you'll hear how USPs work to take the fat out of a sales process by targeting better prospects, by attracting more alliances, by increasing conversion rates, and improving lifetime customer value. It's a process that gets integrated into everything from the phone scripts to the websites. In the book he co-authored with Dan Kennedy, Richard outlined the power USPs have for creating exponential growth. And in the follow-up product to that book, he shows you exactly how to make and integrate those kinds of powerful USPs. You'll also learn the biggest mistakes companies usually make with their sales force and how something as simple as a USP can help counteract that. You'll learn why Richard calls USPs the fastest source of new cash flow a company could ever have and how to use them to qualify, convert, and sell more. You'll learn the best ways to work with business owners throughout the USP phase so you're transforming their mindset away from traditional, let's spend even more money on advertising techniques to the kind of asset-minded lean marketing that actually works. You'll get an insider's look at the typical company Richard creates USPs for, the sad way they normally keep in contact with their past customers, the usual way they try to get prospects through the door, and how Richard uses his USPs to cut through all of that and show them the money fast. You'll learn how the first two steps, creating and integrating the USP, can free up money for a business in as little as 60 days, so owners have plenty of cash flow to pay you. Let's face it, this is still a tough economy, but small businesses can't keep blaming Walmart if they fail, especially when they really only need to do two things to succeed: stand apart from the competition and stop competing on price. That's where you and the USP comes in. USPs are your fastest known way to increase profits because they streamline the whole sales process. They form the base of lean marketing, and in this audio interview, you'll hear how powerful that is. Now, let's get going. So, Richard, anyone considering investing in this USP package, their main concern is how are they going to be able to make money for themselves as a consultant or coach, and will this USP produce money for their clients? So I think it's real important that we talk about the money and share with the consultants and the business owners who want to invest in understanding the value of a USP and how that can show them the money and bring them the money.
I want to welcome everybody to this USP product that we are releasing as a follow-up to our best-selling book, Stand Apart with Dan Kennedy. We know and have been doing for the last 22 years or more that if we help a company stand apart by creating a unique selling proposition for the company, that is the first step in helping the business owner make a lot more money very quickly. If we look at all the examples that we'll go through and that we'll illustrate, and you look out in the world of marketing and you see the examples, everyone is so clear why they go to Walmart. They understand clearly why they are the low price leader because they've experienced it, they advertise it, they market it. Lens Crafters, in about an hour, everyone knows why they're going to go to Lens Crafters. You've got Visa that's everywhere, and they always hammer against American Express. You have FedEx, absolutely, overnight. You have Papa Murphy's, who says, now go and have love at 425 degrees. Take it home and have a fresh pizza that you bake in your oven. So all of these great examples of USPs, of standing apart, companies that have done well at making certain they differentiate, is where the money is. And that's what I want to illustrate, is how does that happen? How do they make money, or how do we create more revenue that you hadn't had before? We begin to transform the business owner away from traditional marketing, her hidden marketing asset-based marketing thinking. In order to help you make that transformation is to help you see the money, help you see the cash, help you see how quickly it could come. In as little as 30 to 60 to 90 days, you can have increases of 20, 50, 100, or 1,000% or more in cash flow because of the USP. So we're going to spend time first here in introducing the USP module into why it's going to make you a lot of money.
So what are the four ways this USP is going to make us money?
The first thing it's going to do is make all of your current marketing and sales efforts more efficient and more profitable. You might even be able to lower your marketing expenses. I had one client that dropped his expenses $24,000 because they didn't have to do as much marketing as they had done before. And the way that happens is a good USP in helping you stand apart makes everything that you say and all of your promotional materials, all of your salespeople, the salespeople are more clear on what they sell. They're more excited to get up in the morning and go to work and sell. An owner who his own salesperson is more excited to sell every day. The customers and prospects are more clear on what it is you sell and respond better to your offers. All of your website and promotional materials are more productive. You're going to find the right prospects easier and faster. You're going to convert more of them. So that's the first way it makes more money, is everything that you do is going to cost less and be more productive. So you're going to be more efficient. That's why when we work with manufacturers, we call it lean marketing for manufacturers, because it makes them lean. It makes their processes more efficient. So that's the first way, is that means everything that you're doing now will be better. Number two, it's going to help you target better customers and prospects. So you're going to rifle in better. You're going to have less fat in your targeting process. You're going to find better prospects so that your salespeople work with the best prospects rather than all of the pits in prospects that are out there. And by targeting better your customers, you're going to have more cash in your door more quickly. A good USP helps you narrow your target and hit that target more effectively. You'll identify better prospects, where they are, where they're sitting, where they're living, what they're doing. You'll have more of them. You'll convert them more easily to buy from you. They're converted to your USP. The biggest mistake companies make is they try to be all things to all people. They try to take a shotgun approach, and they lose money. And they lose profit. A good USP means you're going to find better prospects. You're going to target better your audience. And you're going to be able to bring them into your store easier. You're going to get more traffic easier. You're going to have them buy more easily. You'll attract more alliance and affiliate partners that could help you with your marketing because they have customers that you want. Well, they're not going to let you have access to their customers if they don't know what your USP is, if they don't know why you stand apart, if they don't know why your customers ought to choose you. So the USP, the fastest way it starts to make you money is that everything you're doing now becomes better. Now, the next thing that a good USP does, number three, is to convert more prospects. The biggest marketing asset a company has is its conversion rate, whatever that is right now. Is it 10%? Is it 15%? Is it 30%? Whatever that rate is can go up and does go up almost immediately with a good USP. And those conversion rates are all across a company. It might be how many are converting on your website to buy or to click. It might be how many are converting to a mailer or an email campaign. It might be how many are converting to your show or event that you do and bring traffic to the show. How many are going to become leads? How many are going to become prospects out of all of the people you talk to at a show? It can be the conversion rate of who's answering the phone and taking orders and who's making outbound calls to customers. How many are they converting? A good business owner knows what his or her conversion rate is on all aspects of his company. Well, you start getting a good USP into all of those conversion processes, and it goes up. And it goes up immediately if it's a good USP. It can go up from 10 to 15 to 20%. And if you calculate that on all of the marketing that you're doing, the sales are tremendous. So we've had clients with good USPs increase their conversion rate 80%, 100%, and more, which translates into more cash right away. It's probably the fastest source of new cash flow that a company can have is getting this good USP in the conversion process. And for all of the consultants out there working with small businesses, this is a huge opportunity for you because we've kind of begun to look at the top two marketing steps, a USP and its integration. By doing those two things very well, you begin to free up cash from your client. He begins to make money quickly to pay you for the rest of the system. And so if you're having any trouble in getting all of the steps of the system on board, then get the USP and its integration on board so you begin to get cash immediately from those top two steps. And we refer to lean marketing. If you understand that many people that work in the manufacturing sector, they're familiar with lean manufacturing. And what that is that they have an expert come in. They look at all of the machine processes. They look at the layout on the floor. They look at how the equipment is positioned. They look at how the machines are working. They look at what the operators of the machines are doing. And they perform lean manufacturing. They get rid of all the waste in their manufacturing processes. And it boosts their revenue and profit immediately. Well, we're doing the same thing with lean marketing. We're going in with a good USP, crafted very specifically, bold, overt, standing apart from the competition, begins to melt away all of the waste in marketing. The biggest waste in marketing today are salespeople working with non-qualified prospects, those they shouldn't be working with, those who don't agree with their USP, those who don't understand what the USP is. You don't want to be working and spending time with those prospects. So that's why it's called lean marketing. It gets rid of the waste, the inefficiencies. It makes salespeople focus on the right prospects instead of the wrong ones. And it gets all of your website material focusing so that if you do SEO, search engine optimization, you're going to get the best results because people know what the USP is. Now, the fourth and final way this starts making more money quickly is it increases the customer value of your client or the business. Current customers will buy more, and they'll buy more often with a good USP. We work with companies all the time who have never even really communicated with their past customers, their current customers, or they don't follow up very well on prospective customers. One of the reasons they don't is they don't have a USP. They don't know what to talk about. And so they go out with a general, well, we're a good company and we think you ought to be buying from us more often. How about this nice offer today? We'll discount it by 30% so you come in the door. Look at your mailers you get in your mail every day. All those coupons. All they are price discounts. Because the company has nothing else to sell. They're weak. They're void. They're collapsing because they have to compete on price. And so they all get upset at Walmart for coming in or Target for coming in. Companies with great USPs. and they get mad because they say, oh, the big boys are coming in and taking away our business from our small mom and pop shop. Well, protect us. Give us laws and give us help, government. Instead of, well, here's how we're going to sell against Target. Here's how we're going to sell against Walmart and how we're going to win. Even if they got lower prices, we've got a better reason for the customer to do business with us. And so companies start losing customers to Walmart. They start losing customers to the competition instead of winning them and keeping them with a good USP. So if you want to make a lot of money fast, and the way a good USP does is you start reactivating past customers with a good USP. Finally, you got a reason to invite them to come back. Finally, they got a reason to come back to you. And then you start working with your current customers and offering new products and more products than they've been buying before, having them come back more often, two or three times a year instead of once every 2 years, and your cash flow starts to come up right away. And then you take a good USP and you start following up with all of your prospective customers that are sitting around in your business. They're sitting on your salespeople's files. They're sitting in Excel or they're sitting in QuickBooks or they're sitting in files in the back of the room. And you go with a good USP and a follow-up system to prospects and you're going to make more money much more quickly. So in all, on step number four, you're going to increase the customer value. So in summary, those are the four ways you get cash in quickly with a good USP that gets your company standing apart from the competition. Again, in our book with Dan Kennedy, that's why it was called Stand Apart, so that we can help small businesses make more money more quickly. And so in summary, those four ways are: number one, it's going to make all of your current marketing and sales efforts more efficient, lean, more productive, going to get rid of fat, and you're going to make more profit immediately, dropping to the bottom line. Number two, it's going to help you target better customers and prospects. So you're going to rifle in better. You're going to have less fat in your targeting process. You're going to find better prospects so that your salespeople work with the best prospects rather than all of the pits in prospects that are out there. And by targeting better your customers, you're going to have more cash in your door more quickly. Number three, you're going to convert more of those prospects. So everything in the sales process, from prospecting to qualifying to presenting to overcoming objections and to closing, gets better. And your conversion rates go up. They can go up tomorrow, bringing in cash right away to your company. And finally, number four, you're going to increase the customer value. Everyone working with small businesses or all small business owners need to calculate what the lifetime value of their customer is. How much is a customer worth? And a good USP will increase that almost immediately because customers become more clear on why they should come back and do business with you, why you stand apart from everybody else, why they should come back more often, why they maybe stopped doing business with you for 3 to 5 years, and now you're going to capture them back. Because before, all you were doing was competing with price. And they can always go find a lower price. So unless you are truly the low-price leader like Walmart has successfully carved for its USP, then you better not try to compete on price, or you will die, and you'll blame it on Walmart. And so those are the four key ways that this whole product that we'd like you to get into your business or into your consulting practice or into any effort you're making with clients can help you make more money quickly. That's why we're excited to have this new product out for you as a follow-up to the Stand Apart book with Dan Kennedy, is because we want you to be able to stand apart. And so in the modules that follow, we're going to talk about what is a good USP. And we're going to give not only examples that are out there in the marketing world right now, but my own examples from clients and other consultants' clients and how we're crafting those USPs. The second part is how we craft the USP. We're going to be talking about the importance of uncovering the hidden marketing assets in a company. We're going to be talking about conferencing and surveying the top leaders of the company and the top management of the company for the USP. We're going to talk about how to survey customers for the USP. We're going to talk about how we look at the competition and make sure that you're standing apart from the competition. And then the last module is all about how we're going to take all of that, create the USP, write up the USP. What are the components of a good USP, what you should have in the USP, and then getting that USP into all of the marketing steps, integrating it, getting it into your database, getting it in with alliance partners and affiliate partners so that you're finding new prospects, and how then all of that comes together in a system of marketing, a system of standing apart, a system of integrating a USP throughout all of your marketing so that you can grow your business three ways. Get more prospects contacted, convert more prospects, and increase the lifetime value of your customers. See, remember, the biggest thing that's happening here is a transformation of your mind of marketing. A transformation away from traditional marketing to hidden marketing asset-based marketing. We want to transform you from that kind of traditional marketing thinker, which only grows one way, because that's all traditional marketing does, is it helps you go find more prospects if it works. And we're going to transform you into asset-based marketing thinkers. And that's how we start, is getting you to stand apart with your marketing assets that you already have in place and then implementing an entire marketing system around that USP.
That's the end of our interview with Richard. I hope you found it helpful. For more great information on USP, go to www.usppmagic.com. Also, consider a yearly subscription to the Money Shot News, and you will have access to the entire audio archive of all my past interviews, plus a new interview each month. That's www.themoneyshot.info.